Jared just let it slip that he could be arrested at any moment, meaning they could come into the studio to arrest him and he would have known that it was coming all along. He missed court. You actually missed court.
Yeah.
For a traffic ticket.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Two violations.
So now you're in the system.
I am.
Now.
Failure to appear.
Yep. Now they're out looking for you, probably just wandering the streets. And you say, oh, I forgot.
How did you realize that you missed it?
This is the dumbest thing ever. I'm like, I love March Madness, March Madness, March, March.
Huh.
March. Wait, I got a ticket 5 months ago. And the guy was like, the police officer said, I'm going to give you, I'm throwing you a bone here. I'm not going to have your court date until March. I'm like, oh, that's nice. And even when he said that to me, I'm like, I'm going to forget. March is too far away. And then I forgot. So then I remembered.
I forgot that I remembered.
And then this actually helped me remember, too. I saw someone I know get arrested.
What?
Yeah, or at least taken away in handcuffs. This is crazy. So I was, my friend.
That helped you remember?
I was like, oh, arrest. I'm like, oh, no. Pulled over. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So things happen for a reason.
They do. I believe in that.
So we had our promotions meeting. We have, right?
I see Jared remembering this the same way that Catherine O'Hara remembered she left Kevin at home and Home Alone.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It was like, oh, wait a minute. It was that plus thinking of March Madness. I'm like, oh, but that really like kicked it into high gear. So we had our promotions meeting upstairs, and it's always catered, which is nice. And I ate there, and I was like, I'm good. And I used to be able to do two lunches, but recently, but it was like heavy lunch.
What? You have chicken parm.
Oh, chicken parm.
Chicken
I was
parm.
Like, I'm good.
Yeah, heavy.
And then I'm calling. Then I was, you know, I left a little bit later than I thought I was going to leave. And then my friend Sal was like, hey, do you want to meet me for lunch? And I was like, sure. I didn't tell him I wasn't going to eat, but I was like, sure, I'll meet you.
But you left the option open.
Yeah. I was like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to make any wild
You
would have
ordered something.
Yeah. You know, you smell it. You're like, all right.
Sure.
All right.
Okay. Just in case Sal mentions, I'll pick up the tab.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Right. And he does sometimes. And I was like, sure, I'll meet you. And he's like, I'm in Oak Ridge. And I'm like, perfect. I'm on the way. If he's anywhere else, I wouldn't have met him. I was like, I was on the way home. I'm like, all right,
sign.
Perfect.
Another sign.
Another sign. Mm-hmm. And the place he picked is in if you're familiar with Oak Ridge at all, but it's in a shopping center with Rio Grande. There's a Wendy's on that corner. Mm-hmm. It's like the most
Lowe's Foods,
probably the most popular populated corner in that area. And so I'm like, all right. I said, I'll come right now. And I drive down there. I turn left and traffic is stopped in front of the Wendy's. And there's police cars. I see a car that looks wrecked on like those flatbed trailers.
Yeah.
Tow trucks. And I look over. I'm like, that looks like my ex Kelly. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's her sister. I'm like, uh-oh. I wonder if she's okay because the car's wrecked and the police officer's talking to her.
Oh, my. Was she,
she was on the side of the road on the sidewalk.
Okay.
And so I don't know, you know, and I'm like, and so because of me and also with all the stuff I'm going through, I start filming. Right
Oh, my God.
And traffic stops. So I'm filming, you know, she's to my left. I'm in the right lane. Traffic is stopped. And there's police ahead of me and it's blocked off. They have them directing traffic and all this
Darn
stuff.
Darn it, it's not Kelly.
Yeah. I actually thought that for a second.
I'm kidding.
No, I'm just, but I was filming it, and I'm just being honest, this is my life. I was filming it, and then I didn't realize traffic had started going through. A police officer's like running towards me, like, come on, let's go, let's go. And I'm like, and so I'm like, put my phone down. So I have a video of like her, you know, her talking to the police officer. And then my phone like going to my lap because, and then the guy yelling at me, which is the right thing to do for him. And so then I go to turn right into the shopping center. And then coming out of the shopping center, my former in-laws.
Oh, my gosh.
Were they there because of the accident? Or they just happened to be shopping?
No, I don't know. I don't know. But my understanding, my guess, my assumption was she got into a wreck. She called her parents and they're coming to help her or bring her home or whatever.
Because what are the odds?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're waiting and they looked. I don't know if they saw me. I mean, our cars are like right next to each other as I'm turning in. I'm like, and so I'm like, well, I want to keep filming.
He doesn't want to miss an opportunity.
So I go into the parking lot and there's a Wendy's there. But the only place it looks like really shady, but it's the only place I could be because I couldn't block traffic anymore. I'm filming in between two bushes.
Oh, my gosh.
You are. The Homer Simpson
team
at this point where you're literally in the bushes.
I'm standing out of my car. I get out of my car. I'm standing kind of on the hill, but I don't want the in-laws to see me because to my right is another set of bushes, and that's where they are in their car, and they can't move because of the way the accident was.
You can't risk it at this point.
And I'm like, they saw me, whatever. I'm not doing anything wrong.
No, you're just filming.
And I'm filming it, and then I noticed there's a field sobriety test going on. I'm like, okay, all right.
My.
And I was like, ooh, this is iffy. But, you know, maybe because of the accident, you might be dizzy. I don't know. And then I saw him, he motioned. This is just what I saw. He motioned to put your hands together in front of you, and he put handcuffs on Kelly's sister and put her in his squad car. That's all I know.
Holy S.
And then I went to lunch. I was like, Sal, you will not believe. He said, I saw the wreck. There's two cars. I was like, it's my former in-laws. He was like, no way.
Jared goes, now I could eat.
I want dessert. You know? Like, celebrate. No.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think I've ever seen someone put in a squad car with handcuffs, like, right in front of me before.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody put in a squad car in Oak Ridge.
I know.
It's like a crime-free area.
I know. It is, because then I went, there's a crime map you can go to look at, like, crimes committed or incident report.
Yeah.
And it's like, Greensboro's like, a bunch of red dots. And then it's like Oak Ridge won, and it was that one thing.
I'm wondering, I think, I could be mistaken, but I think there's never been a murder in Oak Ridge in history of life.
Well, you just jinxed it, so there's that.
Good thing you don't live there.
Yeah. Good thing me and Jason technically don't live there anymore.
I live on a township.
And I live in Stokesdale, where I'm sure there's murders.
Every day, probably.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was like bizarre.
And in a weird...
And if I was there 5 minutes earlier or later, I wouldn't have seen it.
Weird way, it reminded you of your court date.
I'm like, oh, I got court. Yeah. Oh, no, I missed court.
You're lucky that the cop didn't be like, pull over here, and then take your license, be like, okay, you're arrested.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
We got two for...
Because you were using your phone while you were driving and stopping traffic.
If they run his record and see a failure to appear, that that is a... You know, no offense,
it sounds so bad.
It does. It's like, even though it was a traffic ticket, the headline failure to appear sounds more criminal-like than anything.
Yeah,
it's almost like busted for meth. Not so bad. Failure to appear. Awful.
You look at the details, like 64 and a 55. Ooh, this guy's dangerous.
I was in college when I got mine, and I took the warrant that they brought to my mom's house, and I hung it on my wall.
Yes.
What is wrong with
gangsta.
You guys?
I didn't do anything wrong.
Yes. Don't mess with me. Yes. You see that? You should have got a teardrop, Matt.
Yeah.
Tattooed on your face.
I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, bad boy. You've been a bad boy.
Yeah, that's wild. I'm just crying and like, what do I do?
That's the difference between men and women.
I guess.
We're stupid.
I tried to handle my own ticket myself. And then the worst part is when they say to you, oh, you can't do that. Oh, like, you know, through a lawyer, like you need to go and appear. That's the worst part.
Right.
Is that when you can't handle it yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I was like, who do I know? I was like, oh, Squid used to get in trouble a lot with driving. Reckless driving, too. Not judging. And I call that Tony Wynn guy.
Yeah,
They have somebody I talk to. And the person's like, what's your name? And she goes, I listen to your show every morning during law school. Book him. I went to Elon Law, and I'm like,
oh, great.
He's like, you're so stupid. You can't show up for court. And she didn't say that. But I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Don't look at my record.
I'm like, how much is the fine? All right. That's my life.
How much is the fine? I mean, it's
just
jail.
They think they can get it dismissed.
Oh.
Yeah. All of it.
We'll see. Don't jinx it.
Yeah. And if not, I think it's like $290 or something like that.
Okay.
That ain't fun. Mm-mm. Just throwing money.
When you say dismissed, that includes you having to go to...
No points on the license.
But you have to go to driver's ed again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
I'm learning a lot.